Well, good morning. Happy Memorial Day weekend. I hope you're having a blast and having a good time this weekend. I'm sure many different things are planned, from picnics to jet skis to playing cards or just being with friends and family. This morning, I want to take a moment to talk about really about Jesus and about Memorial Day and all that's entailed in what's going on. When you begin to think about Memorial Day, obviously we consider the sacrifice that many people have made as we started the service, and how they have come to give their lives for something, a value that they considered greater than their own lives. And they fought for us to have freedom. And they died that we would have the freedoms that were available to us. And if you think about it for a moment, only with freedom comes opportunity. Without freedom, you really don't have opportunity. If you're a slave, what are your opportunities? You have none. You just have to do what's told you. But when you're free, you've been afforded and given opportunities to have many choices to do things. And this weekend, there's many things that you can choose to do. And we want to remember what Memorial Day is about, those who laid down their lives, that you would have that opportunity that's set before you. Now, could you imagine if a group of Americans got together and just decided to fight over the best way to do Memorial Day? We're going to argue about how to be free? No, if you're going to be free, you be free like this. And the other person goes, no. If you want to be free, you do barbecues. No, if you want to be free, you have to go to the cemetery on Memorial Day. Right? No, if you really want to be free, right, you have to go to some patriotic event. That's what freedom is. Could you imagine if a bunch of Americans got together to argue with each other about how to be free? I would ask, are they free? As they try to impose upon another their limitations and their liabilities. See, this morning I want to talk to you kind of just about that. How to be free. And really what Memorial Day is about and what Christ is about. You see, with freedom comes opportunity. When opportunity precedes freedom, it normally leads to conflict. I have no right to say this to you, but I'm going to make my own opportunity and say it to you anyways. Right? When you try to push, you try to make your own opportunity that you're not free to do, conflict is going to happen. It's inevitable. And many conflicts are happening because you're trying to seize your opportunity, but you're not walking with the bounds of the freedom that you have. Oxymoron there, the bounds of your freedom. And so there's conflict in our country all the time because people are trying to seize opportunities, trying to take this moment, take that moment. See it? Take moment, right? You're not free, you're just trying to grab and get what you can get. See, freedom provides opportunity for love. Freedom provides opportunity for love. And that's the bounds of freedom. Love. Think about it for a moment. If I force you to serve me, is your service love? If I forced you, coerced you, made you do something against your will on my behalf, could you say you offered that to me as love? No, if I'm going to receive a service from you or receive a sacrifice from you, you must first be free to make that opportunity, to have that opportunity to give service to me or another. I'm not trying to make it about me, it's just an illustration. Freedom must precede it. Freedom must happen in order for you to have the opportunity to provide those things. So when you think about Christ and what he's done, I've always thought his greatest temptation that he ever had was on the mountain of transfiguration. You see, we know he went up into the wilderness and was tempted by the devil, and we see, you know, cast yourself down and God will pick you up, or turn this rock into bread and eat, and, you know, just bow down before me and I'll give you all these kingdoms. We know that story of temptations that Jesus faced, and they're very, very real. But I kind of think that the Mountain of Transfiguration was the greatest temptation. He left heaven and all the glories of heaven and came and dwelt among us. He dwelt in our worlds where there's much suffering and much harm. Heaven and earth do not look alike. And he came and entered our worlds and lived under our rules, with our manipulations, with our abuses of the law and the abuses of each other, as we continue to try to take opportunities to get what we want at the cost of another. He came and lived in the midst of our wars. But for one moment, when he went up on the mountain to pray and God transfigured him, for one moment, perfect peace. He was transfigured back into the glory he had always had before he came. No more suffering. No more dealing with whining children-like disciples. No more being misunderstood. No more being judged. He was just in his glory and his disciples saw it. He is honored. He is magnified. It is great. It is awesome. He truly has all freedom and everybody knows. Peter right there goes, "Lord, should we make a temple here for you?" And the Bible actually says that Peter had no idea what he was talking about. But when you think about build a temple here, what's he saying? Let's build a memorial right here to remember what you are and who you are. Let's build a tabernacle. Let's build something here so when everybody comes by this mountain, they know you're the Son of God, transfigured with glory and power and honor. Let us remember you like this. Who doesn't want to be remembered in that way? Who doesn't want to have that kind of honor bestowed to you, that at the end of your life we're building memorials to your name? The Washington Monument, the Jefferson Memorial. Wouldn't it be great if your name and your life was that impactful that they're building memorials for you? Who doesn't want to be remembered that way? Jesus. You see, because he was transfigured by God into his glory. But on this table right here, what does it say? In remembrance of me. He told his disciples with that broken piece of bread and that cup of juice, he said, "Do this in remembrance of me." He said, "Forget this tabernacle thing. Don't build some tabernacle of my great glory and honor, my significance in that way. What I want you to remember is my sacrifice and my service that you would be set free. Remember my blood. Remember my broken body. Remember that." You see, he was transfigured by God into glory, but soon he was going to be transfigured by man. And they look two very different ways. Transfigured by God in truth, and you see his great honor that is really due his name. Transfigured by man, he was marred and whipped and beaten so you couldn't even recognize him as a human being. He was tortured by man. Both transfigurations, one with glory done by God, one done with vengeance and anger and done by man. And of the two, which does he say for us to remember? Remember this one. Memorialize this one. Because this is the one that sets you free. And there's a greater value here than my eternal life and my eternal glory. There's something here worth dying for. There's something here worth laying my life down for. And that is the freedom of my Father's creation. And I want you to remember that. That God so loved the world, he gives me. I want you to remember my service to you, and I want you to remember my sacrifice for you, that you might have the freedom my Father intended for you. Whew. Didn't I tell you it takes a free man to have the opportunity to serve. It takes a free man to have the opportunity to sacrifice. It takes free men to do that. Free men must choose to serve. Free men must choose to sacrifice. And as they do, that is a definition of love. When you choose to serve another, because you have the opportunity to do many other things. When you choose to sacrifice for another, even though you have the opportunity to not. You see, freedom leads to opportunity. If you're a slave, what do you have to give to another person? Do you own anything? If you're a slave, what opportunity do you have to do something else, to serve? See, God wants to set us free. That we would, same way as Memorial Day, that we can have our barbecues in the presence of God. That we can have the abundance of the life of God in our heart. We be full of the joy of salvation and the celebration of, I am so thankful all my sins are forgiven and I am at peace with God and I can raise my hands and come before him and receive of his Holy Spirit and have life and have joy. That is the freedom that's given to you. It is given to us in Christ. And God is happy with our celebrations and we should continue to celebrate and drink from the cup of salvation and drink that joy and be ecstatic about the freedom that God has given to us, the life that God has given to us. But may all those celebrations have this boundary of love. That not just enjoying the freedom that you've been given, but with that opportunity, you choose to serve another. That's how you remember Jesus. You served me when you were free and I was a slave, and now you set me free, let me go serve another. That's Memorial Day. That's communion. When I was a slave, you sacrificed for me, and now that I'm free with the freedom of Christ, let me sacrifice my time, my schedule, possibly even my life if I had to, for another. You see, the best way to memorialize Christ or even remember Memorial Day of the soldiers who've died that we can be here today the way we are is to remember their service and their sacrifice to provide you freedom that you have opportunity. And with that opportunity, choose to serve and sacrifice. Jesus' service and sacrifice led to salvation, the freedom from the tyranny of the devil and the tyranny of sin and evil in our hearts and lives. The service and sacrifice of the soldiers who've gone before us have set us free and brought us salvation from the tyranny at that time of a despot king of England, where we gained our independence and at other times in wars, keeping us free. When service and sacrifice are chosen by free men and given that way, salvation ensues. As we remember Christ today, may we choose to serve another. As we remember Christ today, may we choose to sacrifice for another. As we choose to remember Christ today, may you recognize that you might be the salvation of another. With your service and your sacrifice, providing them freedom to have the opportunity to choose themselves how they will live. The salvation you provide them will not be your own, it will all be done in Christ's name. He is the only Savior. He is the only name by which men can be saved. Let's make no mistake here. But nonetheless, your service and sacrifice can lead to the salvation of another. As you look at our nation and where we are today, there's plenty of opportunities for us to serve within our own nation. To take the time to get to know a neighbor. To walk your street and greet people. Where a crime has been committed. Could you imagine some of these crimes where someone's been shot, someone's died there on the street, and you've seen it on the news, that family gathers together and they're holding vigils and they're crying and crying for justice and all that kind of stuff. You see it on the news. Is it possible that God could move on your heart that you go be a part of that? Well, I don't know them. So, go get to know them. And tell them that the community, even the community they don't know, still cares. We care about your loss. And we don't want that in our city. We pray against that. We're constantly praying for violence to stop within our city, asking God for revival. But I want you to know, even though it's happened here and I don't know you, I'm sorry and I love you. I wonder if strangers can be comforted by other strangers as a representative of the community at large. And I wonder if that began to happen, people began to feel like the community they lived in really cared about them, how that might change things. You're not just in Hampton. Who cares about Hampton? No, I'm in Hampton. If you live in Hampton, Hampton cares for you. The church in Hampton cares for you. We'll show up and be there. We will serve. We will sacrifice. I'd rather be cooking dinner right now and then watching Jeopardy. Not that I watch Jeopardy. Though somebody here got 14 questions right, we learned on Mother's Day. But you can make a difference and go be a part of those things. You see, you've been set free to love, defined by you being free to choose to serve and to sacrifice, and through which God would bring salvation to our community. There's opportunities in Hampton and all of our boards. They're begging for people. The city is begging for people to come and serve on their boards. They're empty. They got tons of empty slots on the board because nobody cares about Hampton. We just had an election in Hampton. I think there was a grand total of 7,000 votes. 7,000 people decided your leaders, who are deciding your policies that you will live by. City of 137,000. Free people. Do they remember what the soldiers died for? They died that we might serve too. They didn't serve in our place. They served as a symbol and a reminder to us, as free men, we must continue to serve that freedom remains. Let us engage our city. I told you a few weeks ago that the mayor had come over to me and tapped me on the elbow and said, I want you to come to my office for a meeting. And so I went up there. I brought Mike and Sandy Conrad. Are you here? They normally sit over there. They're right there. I brought them up there with me. To me, it was about 25 different ministers gathered there together. Now, you've been down Hampton, right? You know there's a lot more than 25 ministers in Hampton. But 25 were there. In the past, we wouldn't have even been invited. They didn't know we existed. But we got the invite. And he had those 25 ministers get up and begin to speak. And this is what the mayor said. And the mayor said, he actually called it the Macedonian call meeting. He actually called it Macedonian call, saying, look, we need help and we can't do it. We need you. Come do something in our city. And he said, I can't tell you how to do it or what to do. I just want you to get involved in our city and help us. Is that right? Am I making this up? That's our mayor. The Macedonian call. Asking the churches to come together. Out of those 25 ministers, a few of the ministers got up. One of the guys said, you know, I've been working in the city for a long time. We've never had a city government come and ask us for help like this. Then he followed up and said, you know, we started something with the city of Hampton and we took our name off of it. So this church, so if you ever see the Hampton Opportunities, starts with an I, Hampton Opportunities Initiative, that is church run, church organized, church paid for, church provided the whole thing. It's making a huge difference in the city of Hampton, and you wouldn't even know a church is involved one iota. They had to take their name off of it. Totally unknown, but the city officials know. It's making this huge impact in the city. And what we're hearing with these ministers, they're all willing to take their names off of it. Taking their names off of it? Well, let me tell you how it's been in the city, because we worked with the city a few years ago. We were trying to clean up a cemetery. And it all was going great. All the churches were working together. We're cleaning up the cemetery that was just totally torn up, caring for our city, drawing people in. Strangers are going, hey, what's going on here? Why are churches doing this? And then a problem happened. The media showed up. I don't think another thing happened after that. Because everybody was trying to be apostle this, prophet that, evangelist this in front of the cameras. Oh. You see, service and sacrifice don't have a name attached to it. It just says, I love you, I do this regardless whether you understand it or not. And we have this opportunity, especially on Memorial Day when we remember Christ. Did he not die for those who don't even know his name? Did he not die for those who never even acknowledge his teachings? Did he still not offer himself fully for those who would just stiff up their nose at him? In the same way, we must engage our city, whether they respond or react the way that we want. The best way to remember on a Memorial Day is to recognize and remember the service and sacrifice of others to give you your freedom. Your freedom provides you opportunity, and with that opportunity, choose to serve and sacrifice yourself. And as you do that, as we all begin to do that, not only will our community become alive, not only will the kingdom of God show up and be here in this place, but lives will come to know Jesus Christ because he did it first in the grandest way. And we would become more like him. I think there's life and opportunity set before us on this Memorial Day. As we remember all of our freedoms, as we remember all the opportunities set before you, please choose to engage our city. Please choose to engage the people around you. Serve and sacrifice that salvation may ensue behind in those places. So then, after that meeting, I think that was on Tuesday, or was that Monday? It was Tuesday. On Thursday, the mayor was here, sitting kind of right where you guys are sitting right there. As we had the Forest Elementary students came in here, and they graduated from the Junior Leadership Academy that New Covenant created over at Forest Elementary, and we took these children around and exposed them to different leaders in the community. The Air Force Base commanders, the chief of police in Hampton. They took them to Anna's Pizza, where they got to meet Sal, you know. And by the way, Anna's Pizza is treating New Covenant great. You should go there. But it's the one right here behind the McDonald's. But they have just been phenomenal. Took those children back there and explained to them what it means to run a business and how it does that. Exposing these children to leadership and to ideas. And these children then came and stood on that stage right there with a microphone and stood in front of city officials and parents and all these people and said, this is what Junior Leadership Academy meant to me. This is how it's impacted my life. Not only learning public speaking and standing in front of others and learning about things within their community, but they went and they did it with poise and with confidence. That never would have happened but for New Covenant saying, let's go serve and let's go sacrifice our time over at Forest Elementary. And many of you have been mentors and many of you have been teaching children at the lunchtime or tutoring. We had 70 volunteers go over there routinely to be a part of Forest Elementary, and it's making a difference. Our mayor sat here, right here. And then he said, when are your services? I might want to come see this. Because during that, Jay had mentioned that we had opened up. Remember to go to Forest Elementary? We gave that young lady, Casey, the stand. And she said, please come train our whole church. We did that whole Sunday morning service where all we did was train you that if you attended that Sunday morning, you were allowed to go and serve in the city. They'd never seen anything like that before. Because our pulpits are about talking about Jesus. Our pulpits are about talking about the Bible. I think we did. We served, we sacrificed, we put ourselves in these positions, and now we're seeing this growing relationship with the city and having opportunities to bring salvation to people. Memorial Day. It's a great day. Enjoy your barbecues. Enjoy the jet skis. You are free people. They paid for it with their life and their blood. Enjoy every bit of it because that honors them too. But then remember, they didn't serve and sacrifice in your place. They served and sacrificed that you too would choose to serve and sacrifice only like free men can do. Let me wrap this up with just reading three Bible verses to you. And the reason I'm going this long and drawing it out is because kids ministry told me to draw it out. Sorry. Lots of things happening this morning. But everything I've shared with you this morning can come from the idea of Galatians, where he talks about being a slave or being set free from the law and having freedom. And when it comes to freedom, remembering freedom produces opportunity. Opportunity allows you to choose. Why did Jesus set us free? Galatians 5:1. It was for freedom that Christ set us free. Therefore, keep standing firm and do not be subject again to a yoke of slavery. Oh, Christ has made us free. He has made us free. Don't go back to legalistic ways. Don't go back to all the scrutiny of those sort of things. Recognize Jesus laid down his life for a value that he considered greater than his life. And the value he considered greater than his own life was your freedom, because the Father desired it for you to be free. Free from sin, controlling your life, being a slave master, telling you what to do and how to live. He died so you'd be free from running from your guilt. He died so you'd be set free from trying to hide from your shame. You are forgiven and you are free and you are loved by a God who knows everything about you but doesn't care about that, just says, come be with me. He died that you would be free. Your freedom was worth the death of Christ. Second Bible verse, just a little bit later in the same chapter. For you are called to freedom, brethren. Only do not turn your freedom into an opportunity for the flesh. See how freedom leads to opportunity? Do not turn your freedom into an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, serve one another. Oh, you're free today. Choose to serve. Choose to rearrange that schedule. It's not convenient to serve, especially when you're free just to watch the game. Not that you can't watch games, but when God calls you to serve and go do it, turn the game off. I'm talking to me. Because I like the game. I really do. But free men, it takes free men to choose to serve for it to equal love. It takes free men to sacrifice for it to equal love. And then finally, Galatians 6:10. So then, while we have opportunity, that word while could very easily be as. So then as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. You think, do good, be good to the faith, but what about those people outside the faith who don't believe what you believe? What does it say to do to them anyways? Do good. We're gonna go serve at Forest Elementary, whether they choose to believe Jesus or not. We're going to choose to engage our city and serve our city, whether they honor it or not. Because we're free men, set free by Christ. We see his service, we see his sacrifice, and because of that, we choose to serve and sacrifice to all, and especially those who are in the household of faith. Today's Memorial Day. This is why I'm talking on these terms of service and sacrifice. Military, those of you who are already doing it every day, thank you for what you're doing. May we recognize they don't do it in our place. They do it as a reminder that free men must always serve and sacrifice to keep freedom free. If you would, just bow your head and close your eyes with me this morning. Father, we just give thanks to you for this day, this Memorial Day, where we remember that you sent your Son, that death would only be sleep, and we'd be raised from the dead to spend eternity with you. We give thanks to you for this great day. And Lord, we remember your service and your sacrifice that brings us a celebration of salvation. And today, as we celebrate, Lord, the freedoms that we have in this country, may we choose to remember that we've been called to serve and sacrifice for those around us. I pray by your Holy Spirit, you'd inspire ideas for us to love our city of Hampton in the capacity that you've given to us, where we live and how we speak and what we do. Continue to build this relationship, Lord, that New Covenant Church would continue to bring the Spirit of Christ, his service and his sacrifice to all who live in the city of Hampton. That those who come into Hampton would know that the Church of God is here and that people are loved and God is alive. And so, Lord, may this all happen in Jesus' name. Amen.